אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in the second column beginning with the title explaining the three worlds Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, item 144. There are seven general principles to discern in the three worlds Briah.
מהיכן נעשה המקום
From where was the place for these three worlds made?
שיעורי קומת פרצופי
The levels of the parצופים ביה and the initial position of the worlds when they were emanated and emerged from the Nukva of Atzilut.
כל אלו שיעורי קומה
All the levels from the added מוחין
ומצב עמידתם
and their position which they have obtained prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon.
For
the mochin that remained in the parzufim biyah and the place to which the worlds fell after they were blemished by the sin of Adam HaRishon.
Five,
the mochin of Ima that the parzufim biyah received after their fall below the parsa of Atzilut. Six, the posterior parzufim of the five parzufim of Atzilut, which descended and clothed the parzufim biyah and became the phase of neshama to neshama for them.
Seven,
the phase of malchut of atzilut that descended and became atik to the parzufim of biyah.
Shilot?
Questions? No questions.
Okay, reading again, subtitle explaining the three worlds Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, item 144. There are seven general principles to discern in the three worlds Briah. One, from where was the place for these three worlds made? Two, the levels of the parzufim biyah and the initial position of the worlds when they were emanated and emerged from the nukva of atzilut. Three, all the levels from the added mochin and their position which they had obtained prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon.
Four,
the mochin that remained in the parzufim
biyah
and a place to which the worlds fell after they were blemished by the sin of Adam HaRishon. Five, the mochin of Ima that the parzufim biyah received after their fall below the parsa of Atzilut.
Six,
the posterior parzufim of the five parzufim of Atzilut, which descended and clothed the parzufim biyah and became the phase of neshama to neshama for them. Seven, the phase of malchut of Atzilut that descended and became atik to the parzufim of biyah.
בינתיים שמענו. הלאה.
Okay, we heard in the meantime. Go on.
145. The first discernment has already been explained. Because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Raglin of Ak, to the place of the Chazeh of Zat of Nekudot of Sag, which occurred during the second restriction, the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim exited and fell below the new point of Siyum at the Chaze of Nekudot. Thus, they are no longer worthy of receiving the upper light and the place of the three worlds Bia was made of them. The place of the world of Bria was made of the two lower thirds of Tiferet. The place of the world of Yetzira was made of the three Sefirot Nehi. And the place of the world of Asiya was made of Malchut.
No, shuv, imkach.
Again? You read it once, right? Read it again.
145, again. The first discernment has already been explained. Because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Raglin of Ak, to the place of the Chazeh of Zat of Nekudot of Sag, which occurred during the second restriction, the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim exited and fell below the new point of Siyum at the Chazeh of Nekudot. Thus, they are no longer worthy of receiving the upper light. And the place of the three worlds Bia was made of them. And the place of the world of Bria was made of the two lower thirds of Tiferet. The place of the world of Yetzira was made of the three Sefirot Nehi. And the place of the world of Asiya was made of Malchut.
No. Tov.
Well. Okay, next.
146. The second discernment is the levels of the Parzufim Bia and their position upon their exit and birth from the Nukva of Atzilut. Know that at that time, Zeranpin has already obtained the phase of Chaya from Abba. The Nukva had already obtained a phase of Neshama from Ima. You already know that the Zon received Mochin from Abba ve'Ima only by ascent and clothing. See item 142. Hence, Zeranpin clothes Abba of Atzilut, called Upper Abba ve'Ima. And then Nukva clothes Ima of Atzilut, called Yeshut. Then the Nukva of Atzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Parzufim. Again, 146, the second discernment is the level of the Parzufim Bia and their position upon their exit and birth from the Nukva of Atzilut. Know that at that time, Zeranpin has already obtained the phase of Chaya from Abba. And the Nukva had already obtained the phase of Neshama from Ima. You already know that the Zon received the Mochin from Abba ve'Ima only by ascent and clothing. Hence, Zeranpin clothes Abba of Atzilut, called Upper Abba ve'Ima, and the Nukva clothes Ima of Atzilut, called Yeshut. Then the Nukva of Atzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Parzufim.
Go next.
147. Since the Nukva stands at the place of Ima, she is regarded as Ima. since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. Hence, the world of Briah, which was sorted by her, is regarded as a degree of Zeranpin, since it is a lower degree than the Nukva, regarded as Ima. And the one below Ima is Zeranpin. Thus, the world of Briah stands at the place of Zeranpin of Atzilut, below the Nukva of Atzilut, which was then regarded as Ima of Atzilut.
Since the Nukva stands at the place of Ima, she is regarded as the degree of Ima. Since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. Hence, the world of Briah, which was sorted by her, is regarded as the degree of Zeranpin, since it is a lower degree than the Nukva, regarded as Ima. And the one below Ima is Zeranpin. Thus, the world of Briah stands at the place of Zeranpin of Atzilut, below the Nukva of Atzilut, which was then regarded as Ima of Atzilut.
Well, there's a lot of questions, but for now, let's let go of it. Yeah.
Kuf memchet. Ve'alpize nivchan olam
48. Thus, it is considered that the world of Yitzira, which was sorted and emanated by the world of Briah, is then at the degree of Nukva Atzilut. This is because it is the degree below the world of Briah, which was then the phase of Zeranpin of Atzilut. And the one below Zeranpin is the phase of Nukva. However, not all 10 Sfirot of the world of Yetzira are considered Nukva of Atzilut, but only the first 4 of Yetzira. And the reason is that there are 2 states to the Nukva, face to face and back to face. When she is face to face with Zeranpin, her level is equal to that of Zeranpin. When she is back to back, she occupies only the 4 Sfirot of Tanhi of Zeranpin. And since at that time the state of all the worlds was only back to back, there are only 4 Sfirot in the Nukva. Hence, the world of Yetzira too has only its first 4 Sfirot at the place of Nukva of Atzilut. And the remaining bottom 6 of Yetzira were at the first 6 Sfirot of the current world of Briah, according to the qualities of the place of Bia in the first discernment, where the world's Bia fell after the sin of Adam HaRishon, which is now their permanent place.
Quiet.
יש שאלה, איך, מאיפה יוצאים עולמות
ביה? Are the worlds of ביה elicited? Where do they come out of? We know that אצילות, we have רשימו א' שורש. Why suddenly all these worlds of ביה start to get created?
From the incorporation
of?
Of the vessels. If there wasn't a shattering, so obviously there wouldn't be a source for the worlds.
It means that it comes from the Kudim.
from the worlds of Bia.
Yes.
We learned that the world of Atzilut is the world of correction. What's the role of the worlds of Bia?
To ascend to the world of Atzilut and complete it. Okay. Where are we?
We read 148 one time.
Okay. Keep reading.
149. The world of Asiya, which was sorted by the world of Yetzira, is considered the current degree of Briah. Since the world of Yetzira was previously the degree of Nukva of Atzilut, the degree below it, the world of Asiya, is regarded as the current world of Briah. But since only the first four of Yetzira were in the phase of Nukva of Atzilut, and its lower six were in the world of Briah, therefore, only the first four of the world of Asiya below it are regarded as the bottom four sefirot of the world of
Briah.
And the bottom six of the world of Asiya were in the place of the first six of the current world of Yetzirah. At that time, the 14 Sefirot Nehim of the current Yetzira and all 10 Sefirot of the current world of Asiya were devoid of any holiness and became the shell section, Mador HaKlipot. This is so because there were only shells in the place of these 14 Sefirot, since the worlds of Kedusha ended at the place of the Chazeh of the current world of Yetzirah. Thus we have clarified the levels of the Partsufim Bia and their position when they were initially emanated.
Okay, that's how he finishes that depiction of all the worlds. And now,
150. Now we shall explain the third discernment, which is the levels of the Partsufim of Bia and the position they had from the added Mochin prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. This is because through the illumination of the addition of Shabbat, they had two ascents. The first was on the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat, when Adam HaRishon was born. At that time, the illumination of the addition of Shabbat begins to shine in the form of the hay of the sixth day. At that time, Zeranpin obtained the phase of Yechida and rose and clothed Arechanpin of Atzilut. In the phase of Chaya,
Nukva attained
the phase of Chaya, rose and clothed Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, and Bria rose to Yeshut, and the whole of Yetzira rose to Zeranpin. The first four Sefirot of Asiya rose to the place of Nukva of Atzilut, and the bottom six of Asiya rose to the place of the first six of Bria. The second ascent was on the eve of Shabbat at dusk. Through the addition of Shabbat, the bottom six of Asiya rose to the place of Nukva of Atzilut as well. in the worlds of Yetzirah and Asiya, stood in the world of Atzilut, in the place of Zon of Atzilut, in the manner of face to face.
You can see that in the book of the Ilan, the tree, that we also have the drawings there. Whoever wants to go look at them afterwards. Next.
Again, or continue?
Continue.
151. Now we shall explain the fourth discernment, which is the level of Mochin that remained in Bia, in the place to which they fell after the sin. Because of the flaw of the sin of the tree of knowledge, all the added mochin they had obtained through the two ascents departed from the worlds, and Zon returned to being Vak and Nakuda. The three worlds Bia were left with only the Mochin with which they initially emerged. The world of Bria was at the degree of Zeranpin, which means Vak. And Yetzirah and Asiya in the above mentioned measured too. Additionally, the phase of Atzilut had completely left them, and they fell below the parsa of Atzilut, to the quality of the place of Bia, prepared by the second restriction. Thus, the bottom four of Yetzirah and the ten sfirot of the world of Asiya fell and stood at the place of the 14 sfirot of the shells, called the shell section.
Read
two more items and
152. The fifth discernment is the Mochin of Ima that Bia received at the place to which they fell. After Bia departed from Atzilut and fell below the parsa of Atzilut, they had only Vak. Then Yersut clothed Zon and Atzilut. Zon of Atzilut, sorry, and Yersut coupled from the clothing in Zon and imparted Mochin of Neshama to the Batsufim of Bia in their place. The world of Bia received from them 10 complete Sfirot at the level of Bina. The world of Yetzirah received from them Vak. And the world of Asiya, only the state of back-to-back.
Kufnun Gimel.
153. The sixth discernment is the Neshama to Neshama, which the Partsufim of Bia obtained from the posterior Partsufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut. This is so because during the diminution of the moon, the posterior partsuf of Nukva of Atzilut fell and clothed in the partsufim of Bia. It contains three partsufim called impregnation, suckling, mochin, ibur and nika mochin. And the state of mochin fell into Bria. The state of suckling fell into Yetzira. And the state of impregnation fell into Asiya. They became the state of Neshama to Neshama to all the Partsufim of Bia, which is the state of Chaya with respect to them.
Kuf Nun Dalet.
154. The seventh discernment is Nukva of Atzilut, which became the Radla, Reisha de Loet Yada, the Rosh that is unknown, and the illumination of Yechida in Bia. This is so because it has been explained that during the diminution of the moon, the three states, impregnation, suckling, and mochin, of the posterior partsuf, Nukva of Atzilut, fell and clothed in Bia. They are at the state of the posterior of the bottom nine of Nukva, which are impregnation, suckling, and mochin. Nehi is called impregnation, Chagat is called suckling, and Chabad is called mochin. However, the posterior of the phase of Keter of Nukva became Atik to the Partsufim of Bia in a way that the lights of the current Partsufim Bia are primarily from the remnants left in them after the sin of Adam Arishon, which is the Vak of each of them.
דחול פרט מהם ובחינת נשמה קיבלו ממוחין דאימא.
They received the phase of neshama from mochin of ima, and they received the phase of neshama to neshama, which is the phase of chaya, from the bottom nine of the posterior partsuf of nukva, and they received the phase of yechida from the phase of posterior of keter of nukva of atzilut.
That's it. So up to here, we heard about how all the worlds of Abia organized in face and in posterior, and now what he wants to explain is the essence of the world. So that's not for now. We will go to the third part of the lesson. Please.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson.